Read the questions.
Example.
Today we are talking about cheesecake. It's wonderful. If you haven't had cheesecake before, who are you?
For someone that's like, well, I very rarely get to dessert because I eat too much main, and I don't have the biggest sweet tooth, but this dessert I will always make time for.
I mean, it's one of the world's most famous desserts, right?
Well, that's why you find it everywhere, because everybody loves it.
It is.
I have yet to find someone that's like, cheesecake, no, I'm good.
Extract number one.
Like, most cheesecake is good, but then we ordered a cheesecake, and it was
cake cheese.
It was like there was chunks of like string cheese in this cake. It was like salty and sweet. It was the weirdest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Where was that? I can't even remember
now. It's here in Georgia. But we thought we were ordering cheesecake, and it was quite literal. it was horrible.
Extract number two.
And then it turns out the word cheesecake, much like the word tart, can be used in slang and has been for hundreds of years to refer to someone who is maybe of ill repute.
A little loose in their garters.
A little loose.
You could call someone a cheesecake. I'm going to start calling people that and just to see how they respond. Just be like, oh, she's such a cheesecake.
That cheesecake slang continued on and was eventually adjusted in the 1930s and 40s in the US. It was referring to the legs of a pretty lady who the texture of their leg looked a bit like a smooth cheesecake.
Extract number three.
Just thought I'd mention it because it's like another version of cheesecake. Vegan cheesecake.
What do they make it with? Cashew nuts?
Cashews.
Ew.
Blended with coconut milk.
Not only is it not going to taste as good, it's expensive. Cashews aren't cheap. That's crazy.
I mean, mainly for me, the issue is it's not cheese, is it?
No.
How can you call it a cheesecake?
Just making a nut cake.
Cheese dessert. So, I mean, I refuse to eat it as a cheesecake. If they want to serve it to me as a vegan, delicious dessert and it's good, then I'll eat it. But if you tell me it's a cheesecake, I'm just going to fat up, be like, nah.
Extract number four.
Mr. Arnold Reuben. Yes, he is the actual same guy who is credited with making the Reuben sandwich. He is also credited with inventing the New York cheesecake because essentially he came across to New York and he ate cheesecake because he was living there and everyone else was already enjoying cheesecake. And he had this cream cheese and he went, well, I'm going to try making cheesecake with cream cheese instead. So that was pretty much all that happened. He just went, oh, I'm going to use a different sort of cheese and we're going to see what we get. And it was awesome. Yeah, so he just messed around with making different cheesecakes until he came up with one that was perfect. And everybody loved
it. And history was made.
Extract number five.
Of course, there are lots of different types of cheesecake these days. So we have set cheesecakes. In the olden days, they were all baked. Set cheesecake's a bit more modern as well.
Yeah, the whole, like, unbaked cheesecake has been... I think that's more of a modern thing. I don't even recall that from when I was a kid.
I mean, the thing is, refrigeration is new.
Well, yeah.
If you baked a cheesecake, it would then keep quite well. Whereas if you had to set a cheesecake, it's going to go... It's not going to set.
Now, listen again.
Example.
Today we are talking about cheesecake. It's wonderful. If you haven't had cheesecake before, who are you?
For someone that's like, well, I very rarely get to dessert because I eat too much main, and I don't have the biggest sweet tooth, but this dessert I will always make time for.
I mean, it's one of the world's most famous desserts, right?
Well, that's why you find it everywhere, because everybody loves it.
I
have yet to find someone that's like, cheesecake, no, I'm good.
Extract number one.
Like, most cheesecake is good, but then we ordered a cheesecake, and it was actual...
It was cake cheese.
It was, like, literally, like, there was chunks of, like, string cheese in this cake. It was, like, salty and sweet. It was the weirdest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Where was that? I can't even remember
now. It's here in Georgia. But we thought we were ordering cheesecake, and it was quite literal. It was horrible.
Extract number two.
And then it turns out the word cheesecake, much like the word tart, can be used in slang and has been for hundreds of years to refer to someone who is maybe of ill repute.
A little loose in their garters.
A little loose.
You could call someone a cheesecake. I'm going to start calling people that and just to see how they respond. Just be like, oh, she's such a cheesecake.
That cheesecake slang continued on and was eventually adjusted in the 1930s and 40s in the US. It was referring to the legs of a pretty lady who the texture of their leg looked a bit like a smooth cheesecake.
Extract number three.
Just thought I'd mention it because it's like another version of cheesecake. Vegan cheesecake.
What do they make it with? Cashew nuts?
Cashews.
Ew.
Blended with coconut milk.
Not only is it not going to taste as good, it's expensive. Cashews aren't cheap. That's crazy.
I mean, mainly for me, the issue is it's not cheese, is it?
No.
How can you call it a cheesecake?
Just making a nut cake.
Cheese dessert. So, I mean, I refuse to eat it as a cheesecake. If they want to serve it to me as a vegan, delicious dessert and it's good, then I'll eat it. But if you tell me it's a cheesecake, I'm just going to fat up, be like, nah.
Extract number four.
Mr. Arnold Reuben, yes, he is the actual same guy who is credited with making the Reuben sandwich. He is also credited with inventing the New York cheesecake, because essentially he came across to New York and he ate cheesecake because he was living there and everyone else was already enjoying cheesecake. And he had this cream cheese and he went, well, I'm going to try making cheesecake with cream cheese instead. So that was pretty much all that happened. He just went, oh, I'm going to use a different sort of cheese and we're going to see what we get. And it was awesome. Yeah, so he just messed around with making different cheesecakes until he came up with one that was perfect. And everybody loved
it. And history was made.
Extract number five.
Of course, there are lots of different types of cheesecake these days. So we have set cheesecakes. In the olden days, they were all baked. Set cheesecake's a bit more modern as well.
Yeah, the whole, like, unbaked cheesecake has been... I think that's more of a modern thing. I don't even recall that from when I was a kid.
I mean, the thing is, refrigeration is new.
Well, yeah.
If you baked a cheesecake, it would then keep quite well. Whereas if you had to set a cheesecake, it's going to go... It's not going to set.
That is the end of part 2.